The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step one of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Elder Ennis.
Hi, Elder Ennis.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to be here with you tonight. In the spirit of step one, in the spirit of honesty, behind the name tag, my name is Troy, and I am a son of God who has struggled with the addiction of pornography most of my life. And I am currently working on step 12 with the Lord in my life. So, from personal experience, I love step one. I love the principle of honesty because it is a common thread throughout all of these steps. Knowing from personal experience, without the principle, without the concept of honesty, there is no recovery. You can only fool yourself so long. And there comes a point, there comes a time in your life where you have to own up and accept the fact. My personal experience has been after our fourth child, we had moved. And, you know, in an addict's mind, it's constantly, okay, what's the next big thing that's going to happen in my life that's going to give me the strength and the power to overcome this thing that's in my life that I don't want? You know, and our first child, you know, actually back up, getting married was the first thing, you know, when I thought I'm going to get married, that's going to be the time where I'm going to have the strength to overcome my addiction. Then it went to the first child, then it went to the second child, and it got to the point where we had moved, and once again, in my addict mind, it was, okay, this move, it's going to be a huge change in my life, and I'm going to be able to overcome my addiction. Two or three months after we had moved, once again, I had a relapse, and at that particular point in time, I can remember as clear, it was the first time I was honest with myself, and I knew that I had a problem. I knew that the addiction, that my habit, my addiction was bigger than I was, and that I could not overcome it alone. So at that particular point in time, I went to my wife, and I discussed things with her, and I let her know exactly what was going on, and I pleaded for help. We went to our bishop, and he sent us to a therapist that he knew. You know, at that particular point in my life, without the principle of honesty, recovery could not begin. You constantly fool yourself. You constantly dupe yourself into believing that you don't have a problem. And that's a common thread throughout every addiction. You're always pointing the fingers at other people, and it's their problem, or not their problem, but it's their problem that things aren't right in my life, rather than looking at your own life and looking at yourself in the mirror and being honest with yourself. So honesty is a very, very key principle. Without honesty, I can personally say that there is no recovery. Without approaching the principles of the gospel, without approaching these steps with an honest heart, all you're doing is going through the motions. You need to be honest with yourself. My mind is called to a story in the life of our Savior, and I want to relate it to the 12-step program, the addiction recovery program. At one point in our Savior's life, as he entered into a certain city, there were 10 men standing off in the distance, and they saw him, and they came to him. They were 10 lepers, and they obviously came to Jesus to be healed. And they beseeched him and asked him to heal them. And instead of performing some grand miracle, instead of laying his hands physically upon them, he said something to them. He gave them some instructions that they were to follow. And obviously our Savior based his healing upon their faithfulness to the instructions given to them. And those instructions were, go show yourselves to the priest. Jesus knew the law. He knew that these men, because they were lepers, they were outcasts. They were not citizens or accepted citizens. To be accepted back into society, he knew that they would have to go before the priests, even once they were cleansed, that they would need to go before a priest to be declared clean. And so Jesus, the record, the scripture, he tells them simply, go show yourselves to the priest. And we know as they did, they were healed. As they were obedient to the instructions that the Savior gave to them, they were healed. Now, taking that example in our Savior's life, the promise of this program, as found in the introduction, the promise is that through the Savior's atonement, we can be freed. We can be liberated from our addictions. The chains of addictions can be removed, and we can overcome through the atonement of Jesus Christ. This program and the promise that it contains, we need to be honest with ourselves. We need to follow these principles as they have been outlined, and we need to apply them to our lives. It is a program of action, as we read earlier in the introduction. Just like the Savior's instruction to the lepers, as they were obedient to him and to his word, they were healed. As we are obedient to the Savior in these latter days, these are the instructions that have been inspired to be given to help reclaim lost individuals. They work. And as we apply them, these principles have a transforming power within our lives. I want to testify of that power. The Savior's power is real. I testify of Jesus Christ and his love. There is nothing beyond the reach of his atonement. Everything lies within his dominion. And as we honestly humble ourselves before him, as we take step one and we come unto him and we admit to ourselves that we're powerless over our addictions, he'll come to us. And the promise is that he will heal us, that he can heal us. In the Book of Mormon, in chapter 12 of Ether, we are told that that God's grace is sufficient for all who humble themselves. That grace, that help from heaven that only God can give, he says it's sufficient. It's not it might be enough. It's sufficient for all things. There's nothing that lies without the scope of the atonement. Everything lies within the scope of the atonement. Everything lies within the scope of our Savior's love. Everything is within His ability to heal and to mend. And I testify of that love. I testify of His ability to reclaim lost and broken souls and mend them. He knows how to do it. We just need to be honest with ourselves and humble ourselves and come unto Him. I testify of that love, and I do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Lord.
The full episode for Step 1 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.